very careful. Parents, to train them, be careful. There is nothing. We heard that someplace, I don't want to mention, they made a show. And the show, what is the show? Performing a wedding in the show. You know what it means? All people are looking. He's giving her, they were telling them, this is going to be the bride, this is the groom. And they tell him to bring a ring that want to make a real Kiddushin in the show. You make real Kiddushin in the show. But this is a real Kiddushin. You make it just to show, but to show you are doing it. How could be? From a halacha point of view, it's disturbing us. I heard about it, I made a lot of noise, I know. We stopped it. Then somebody came, they denied it. No, it wasn't. I saw the paper, invitation for the wedding and the show. How can you deny it? Something that is printed and we know what happened. And this is to be very, very careful. Of course, I'm not going to tell them that when a person comes to choose in families, certain families are always known as to create problems. Person should try to keep away from a place that there's problems. I don't know, some people, they are the anger, the type of life that they have, style of life that they have, always fighting over that. That a person has to see into one family he goes. Boy, the Gemara said, Mishpachot miyuhasot b'Yisrael. What miyuhasot? They know they are decent families. The family depends on parents, grandparents, who are the people. But I'm talking now things on the better side, what a person should see to it. That's why when a child comes, he's dating. Don't wait, and he will go to date anyone. And then you wake up when he is already, and there was another one. It was adopted in our community. It was a Kohen going with her. All of a sudden, somebody told him, you have to ask the rabbi. He calls me up. Rabbi, is that true? My son is a Kohen. Going with this girl that she's adopted. I said, definitely. He should not go with her. He cannot marry her. Ooh, then became big noise. He's in love with her. Yeah. Now you woke up. What did you ask me at the beginning? Definitely not. It was so hard to convince him that they should be apart from each other to such an extent. But thank God that the father fought it and he stopped it. Now, when I say those three stages important up to now, even though we don't have three stages, but in knowing sometimes could develop something of Shidduchim, Kiddushim, Nisuin, that they will have to know what they go in a different country. They come from a different country here. They go right away to perform marriage. You have to get a certificate if this person is a single or not. They come from Israel today. Everyone that comes from Israel, he must bring a certificate with him. He gets in touch with the registration over there. They register everyone for marriage. Where he lives, they look at their record and they tell you if he was listed for marriage or not. Tell you that they give you a certificate that he is a single. I myself gave many times a certificate. They, and Eretz Yisrael, they don't want to marry couples unless they got the letter testifying that they are single, that we know them, the family here. Same thing I demand that I'll bring certificate of death. I have last week again, another one. As early. I told him, wait a minute, how many years are you here? He said, I'm 7 years here. Who knows you here? And what year did you come from there? You have to apply with this. But I'm here. Yes, you have family over there. Call them up. They will go. They will issue that certificate. And they will fax it to you, and you'll bring it to me. We cannot perform the marriage without knowing if the person is single or not. Sometimes a girl comes in. Who knows if she's married or not? Maybe she's married already. There's agencies of adoption. In our city here, New York, if we form, everyone that comes to them, we have assurance. We assure you that this is to the Jewish parents. And they think they play on the mind of the people. Oh, very good Jewish parents. But this comes bigger problems. Sometimes if they are not Jewish parents, Jewish parents, tomorrow after tomorrow you take this, maybe you'll marry a sister. We don't know. There's Mamzerut there. With a goy, the child, there's a conversion finished. This can marry anyone of the Jewish. There is advantage and disadvantage. There is this agency of the reform. I want a Jewish agency that done. Oh boy, we don't need anything. They are Jewish parents and all fools. The truth, mostly, they are not Jewish parents. But I tell them just to let them be happy they have a Jewish parent. This is how we have to be careful with all these things. I'm talking about Baba Kiddushin yet. I did not come to say about everything involved with it. I did this in the last two sessions because on request that they wanted me to talk about this, the Baba Kiddushin. I'm saying what we have to be careful with, and Ra'azrat Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu will help us to know. The only thing, I didn't come to a very big subject. Who are really the women that are forbidden to us? Who are the women that permitted? This is a special halacha for Israel and for Kohen. The women Israel is different halacha, Kohen. I will stress now something for Kohanim. Any family of Kohanim, you have to be careful with their child, to see that the woman is not divorcee, to see that the woman, she is not halutza, to see that the woman is not adopted. Because once adopted, the Kohen cannot marry her. Halutza is what? Two brothers and she took already, automatically, if the brother died without children, she is considered automatically the wife of the other brother. Unless he said, I don't want her, then they go to the court, to Bedin, and they make halitzat anal, as it says in there. She is halitzat, considered like the divorcee, and the Kohen cannot marry. Here we come, the smart people, wise people in our community. It was Halutza, a Kohen was taken. He said, Rabbi, the whole marriage was wrong. He wants to annul the marriage of the brother or the first one. Annul? We married them. We know they were married. And we know that the man died. Annul the marriage? Because you said so? Because you want to take her? We had to fight with the person that told him absolutely wrong. He said, no, he was crazy. He was not crazy. I know the boy personally. He knew what he was doing. He gave him an absolute marriage. We made the ketubah. We made everything in order. He wants to annul it. This is, they are misleading themselves. They think that they will get away with murder. This is why a person, before they get involved, they have to tell the boys, know whom you are going with, who is the girl that you are going with. We had a person, all these examples I'm bringing to see what troubles can be. That the mother was converted. The mother was converted. Nobody knew. She was converted in England. One of the boys here married her as a Jewish girl because she went here with the family that known her, that not only that, converted and he's a Kohen. Kohen cannot marry a convert. And no way, nahalacha, not from the Kana of this community. A Kohen cannot marry a convert. He tells you, what do you mean? She was converted good. Converted good, but a Kohen cannot marry her. Because a convert, the goyim are considered Isha, Zona, V'halala, Lo Yikahu. Finish. Once they are convert, a Kohen cannot take her. Here is another thing that to be careful with. The Kohanim are considered the royal family of our nation. We see it in England. They don't take a commoner. They have to be what happened? King Edward wanted to take a divorcee. He raised the roof. 7 days after he became a king, he gave up the kingdom. His sister didn't want to marry him. Okay, get out. Because his younger brother, King George, became the king. That's goyim. And this is, we come and say Kohen cannot marry. Yes. Don't be surprised. If goyim, they say, Gemara says, Madefenu mebe'amot, aretz, v'lo tehe kahenet kefundakit, the royal family of our people won't be like those of the goyim. This is, Gemara said, if the Torah was not being given, we can learn a number of things from the animals. I said, we learn gezer from Nemara. What is gezer from Nemara? The ant. Once she touches a grain, because you know what they do, the ants all the time, they prepare food for themselves. They go, they take it, they move it, they put it in their special place. But they work very hard. They make a pile of wheat. Once she touches a grain, comes another one, don't touch it. They know this belongs already to another one. And she prepares, and she prepares. You know how much they have food for 6 months? One guy. And she prepares so much. And she doesn't live more than 6 months. Lech el nemala atzer ve'ed derachir v'chacham. Shlomo HaMelech said, go to see the end and get wise. Asher en la katzin. Shoter Moshe, she doesn't have no officer to command her what to do. No policeman, no governor to rule. Tachin b'kayis lahma, agera b'katzir ma'achala. In the summer, she prepares her bread. And she gathered everything at the time of the harvest. But she doesn't need it all. And she works, and she works, and she works. It said, learn from them not to be lazy. Are you listening? To learn not to be lazy from whom? From the ant. La'inu lomdim tseni'ut mehatul. From the cat, tseni'ut. Today, in the streets, human being. The hatul goes hiding herself to be with her mate. The cat. Not the dog. The dog is a real mamzer. But the hatur, it's a ni'ut. You don't give ni'ut to hatur. And then the Gemara goes on. What do you learn from animals? And this is, what is ni'ut? Shema Israel. We talk about garment, clothing, and the weddings. And I had a wedding this week. I saw the mother. I said, my dear mother, that's what I thought. Have a shawl. Don't worry, I have a jacket over here. I've already. Why don't you put it now? No, I'll put it there at the wedding time. It's not, but this is what. They know, okay, at least now they know the wedding. We want to say beracha would be decent. At least we put down in their mind that you come to the stage. We did something. But it worked. I had a mother came to the stage. She was uncovered. I said, you know, I want to say beracha, I can't. So okay, she took each cover. We walked out, she said, oh, well, you embarrassed me. I said, I don't know what's more embarrassing, to be covered or to be uncovered. This is how the already the concept of what that we tell them to cover themselves is embarrassing. This is what does it mean, Senor? Really, it already went too far. Everyone has to be in his home, talk to the members of the family. It's not nice. We have to be more decent. If the Kadosh Baruch Hu prepared clothing to Adam B'Hava means clothing is important to be covered. This is embarrassing to be without being covered. And this is up to us. If we talk about it, if we train our children from the beginning, say a little girl, she does that. If they train them from the beginning properly, they will. Today, a mother wants to get rid of problems of the child. She gives her a headache. She opens the television for them, stick them on the television. How bad it is, that television. Destroying our children mentally, absolutely destroying them. What are we doing? We don't realize how destructive is the thing. Absolutely. If I came home, I had a little child. My child was very little. Came home, I saw him with a water gun. I yelled at the child, what's that? Give it to me. Obviously, I acted and I took it up, poke it. Child started crying, my water gun. My wife said, what do you do? I want the child to know that it's not supposed to be a gun in his hand. What is this doing this? But water, I said, water. This is water, and what? Why with a gun? To emulate the people that they do that with a gun. From an education point of view, it's bad that the child would have. Once I did it with one of my children. No child already had a gun anymore in his hand, even a water gun as a toy. What's the idea? Huh? Everybody today, I don't know, Superman. They go into their mind as Superman. Is this allowed? They show them, look. It was the paper that someone thought he wants to become a Superman. He went through the window. The child did it. It went so much into his mind. Can we know what kind of effect will be on our children for the future? All these things. As I said, in the television, there is, Baruch Hashem, everybody knows, that there is Avodah Zarah, Gnu Arayot, and Shepichut Damim. There is everything over there. What is there? Therefore, I say, we mislead ourselves. So then, we have to give the child some kind of leisure. Let him relieve the mother, maybe. Sometimes from the heart done. But you destroy the child. How much you work hard to let this child grow properly? Are we fulfilling our duty in educating our children properly or not? A child used to be interested in reading. Today they don't. They want, there's laziness. They want just to look at something. The eye is being attracted to something. They don't give them a chance to think better. Reading was a child was thinking more, developing his mind. There is no development of mind by television. You sit hours and hours, you get something very little. Maybe one little good. But the rest is all waste of time. They get used to this kind of life, which is laziness. That's why they work in certain countries. Children are smarter than other countries because they develop the way of thinking and they have much better results. It's up to us what do we do with children. And Be'ezrat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the power to fulfill our duty properly. I'll speak about more about which women a person can get married, which not, in the next session, Be'ezrat Hashem. Yeah. Okay, this is dedicated in memory of whom? Moshe Ben Miriam.